Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. The website for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check it out. Thank you to all of you who've been buying the book. We appreciate it very much, and thanks for all the nice comments. Tom Anastasi, Dr. Tom Anastasi, is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, I need your website, please.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
And that's A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I. No extra letters except for all the A's. All right, Tom. Tom, we're talking about projections and dealing, being prepared for the future in a way that makes sense, that's pragmatic, that's hopeful and entrepreneurial. We don't want you to be dour. We don't want you to be negative. We want you to reach for that ladder. We want you to push the envelope. We want you to stretch yourself. But at the same time, the pragmatic business owner is prepared for if your best laid plans don't work out, right?
Right. And the best predictor of the future is what happened in the past. So, you know, talk to fellow business owners and say, okay, when you ran an ad, you know, what was your pull on that ad? Or when you did something similar to what I want to do, you know, how did it work out for you? Mm-hmm. And you can pretty much predict that what they did is going to be what you're going to do, except maybe you're going to make a little tweaks and do a little bit better. But it's not going to be 10 times as good. So really use the past. Really use that resource of other entrepreneurs, because, you know, they are happy to help you out, because you're going to be happy to help them out at some future point.
You know, I think about when we're putting things together and we're imagining how this is going to go or that's going to go, sometimes people forget that the marketplace is going to have something to say about that. I love it when I hear coaches talking about how prepared their team is, and when they're being interviewed, you know, and then they tell the reporter, but you know, that other team, they're pretty good. They're going to have something to say about this. and then one more in the military, in the infantry, they teach you that your best practiced and developed battle plan only lasts until first contact with the enemy. And so, you know, the marketplace is going to have something to say about your projections, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the expressions that you hear all the time is build it and they will come, because that comes from the field of dreams.
Right.
And that just drives me crazy, because you know, that's one of the main reasons that people will sit there and they'll just do something without preparing. Right. And like you say, don't stop reaching for the sky, but prepare and really think about things.
But you do have to shoot for the future. I used to have people when I had my consulting company who would I would tell them, okay, bring me the numbers on what you're going to do, and they'd bring me a single column budget. And I would say, look, this is a moment in time. You're going to operate this business, you know, over the next year and the next 5 years. I need to know what are you projecting this to do over time? And they look at me like they didn't know how to do it. Most people don't know how to do projections, do they?
No, and it's really tough. I mean, any projection anybody does over about 90 to 120 days is very, very difficult to do and mm-hmm. to get super accurate. But really think through things like the economy, think about things like, you know, how long it will take for your product or service to really take hold. And then you can also make the other mistake of being too conservative, because you'll be forsaking opportunities.
Right.
So, again, it's really talking to customers, doing focus groups. In my book, I talk a lot about how to do this, and it's really using a lot of the same techniques that larger corporations do. But you can do it on your own. You don't have to pay somebody to do it for you.
And that's The Successful Entrepreneur. That's Tom's book. Tom, last thoughts. What are your last thoughts for helping people get prepared for the future?
You know, really think about things. Be your own devil's advocate. look to the past to see what other people have done and, you know, be optimistic, but also be financially conservative until it's time to make your final go, no-go decision.
I think an entrepreneur should have a pair of glasses, a set of glasses, and only one of the lenses is rose-colored. And you should squint your eyes to look through it in rose-colored to imagine what you can do, and then look through the other lens, you know, to get to reality. What do you think about that?
I think that's perfect. We should go into business and sell those glasses.
I agree. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, of course.
Tom Anastasi, Dr. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but it'll be in the next hour. I got to take a quick break and let you hear some news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.